Through rain, sleet, and snow, our weekly visit with Rick Limpert, and we've experienced all kinds of weather conditions to try and have these conversations, haven't we, Rick?
We've had everything sunny over the last 3 weeks. I don't know. I know earthquakes or hurricanes, but let's knock on wood.
I saw a great meme on Facebook that said, quoting Mother Nature, "You cannot have all four seasons in 1 week." And then it said, it had Georgia saying, "Hold my beer."
I saw you put that up there. That was pretty funny.
All right, Rick is with us every week to talk a little technology. He covers sports. He covers tech. Good friend of the radio stations. Happy to have him. Be sure to follow him on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell. And we're going to continue a little bit of our conversation talking about things that you discovered at CES in Las Vegas 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since I made it home, and I'm still kind of discovering some neat little products. Sometimes with a show that big, Sully, it takes a little while to digest a lot of the stuff. So we got maybe one of the fastest growing sections at the show is the sports, but also another fast growing area is the stuff for the home. And as we automate our homes, some of these products come in more and more use for us. So we'll talk about some of these under the radar little finds for the home that I came up with.
Yeah, looking at this EasyViz Incorporated, talk a little bit about what they do and what impressed you about them.
I like this company. We've looked at some of these in the past, some of these Wi-Fi cameras for the home, these security cameras or little cameras we put in the home, but they've been kind of big, bulky, ugly. EasyViz now has a mini 360 that's a really small one that you can fit just about anywhere. It's not really noticeable. It doesn't take up a lot of space, and they're really loaded with features, night vision, two-way talking capabilities, integration with all the home kits that are out. So this is 1080p HD video. This is a camera that is small and doesn't look too outstanding or doesn't look like anything special, but really it is. It's a powerful little camera for our home, indoor, outdoor, and I like it.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and it really does look, of course, it's a little bit bigger than the camera on your smartphone, but it looks like it could almost be just that corner camera on the iPhone.
Yeah, it really will fit anywhere. It'll fit in little nooks and crannies, and like I said, powerful and a good reputation EasyViz has as a company. So this is their new Mini Plus. They have other new products out as well. They had at the show. I really enjoyed talking with these people and seeing they're really excited to help people, and I like seeing that in a company.
All right, cybercrime is a big deal. People always looking for ways to hack into your Wi-Fi, and you came across a great product from Cujo here, providing internet security at the home.
Yeah, I've talked about Cujo before. This is a $99 product that you need to get for your home now. This is just a little connected device that sits connected to your network in your home, a security system, and it helps keep out malware and hacker activity without you even having to worry about it on your computer. So, it constantly installs updates against the newest threats, and you can manage this device through apps and just keep it activated in your home. It's kind of one of these devices where you just kind of let it sit there, and it works its magic, and you don't have to worry about it, and you stay protected.
It looks like a little electronic aromatherapy candle, too.
If they could combine this with a little, one of those diffusers, a little aromatherapy, that would be a second use for it. But it's, a little device that doesn't look bad. It just kind of sits out of your way. It kind of looks like a home decor piece almost. You can keep it anywhere.
All right, talk about IoT, the Internet of Tea.
I don't know where you stand, Sally, if you're a tea drinker or not. I came back and started drinking tea a little bit more. I used to be a tea drinker, now starting to get into a little bit more hot tea. And, of course, in the South, we have sweet tea. But I didn't know there were 1,500 different types of tea. And they all kind of can be prepared a little differently, or you can kind of get creative with them. So this is an app and a little cube you put in your tea that gives you tips on how to prepare your tea once it's brewing for you. So I thought this was really a great idea. It's called 42 Tea. And again, like a little ice cube goes in your teapot, and then it gives you tips through the app on how to prepare your tea for what kind of taste or what you're kind of going to use it for. So it helps control every part of your tea preparation. I like this.
Is the teapot itself smart, though, Rick? We have to have smart everything.
Well, I'm sure there is one, or there will be one coming, but for now, this is that little half-inch little cube that you put in your teapot, and then it gives you the tips. So patience, Sully, patience.
All right, talking with Rick Limpert, his handle on Twitter, Rick Roswell, ricklimpert.info, the hub for all things Rick. And tell us about the First Alert here and the expansion of its OneLink First Alert portfolio connected home products.
First Alert, Sully, of course, is an iconic name when it comes to smoke detectors in your home. Now, like you said, they're expanding their product line with some smart devices, and then, again, so a lot of the stuff is controlled. You can kind of work in tandem through an app. So First Alert, we know the name, so we'll work with Google Home devices as far as a smart thermostat, which we've had now for a couple years, the Wi-Fi smoke and carbon monoxide detector, and then also a safe that you can put in your home, and an environmental monitor that will monitor things in your home in addition to that. So OneLink, this is the offshoot of firstalert.com. I'll put the information, of course, in the show notes on the website, and I like what this company's doing. Again, stuff to help you in the home.
Will there be an app eventually, Rick, or a device that will tell me that I've put on too little or too much deodorant in the morning?
Your wife or girlfriend will tell you that, as mine does sometimes in the morning, or too much body spray or cologne. So I don't know if you're an Axe user, Sully, but that stuff is strong.
Hey, I am an Axe guy, and it's not because I'm vain like they are in the commercials. I just want deodorant that works, and that's why I use Axe.
But yeah, the guy going through the TSA in the airport. Remember, he would get all the attention of the people going through there. We don't want to do that. But if you're an Axe user, go for it.
We are not receiving any monetary compensation for this mention of Axe, but we are open to that in the future. Please get in touch with us. Okay, let's talk about Amazon's Echo and Echo Dot. I'm a little concerned about these devices that listen to us, Rick. Are you?
A little bit, but kind of get a little clarity and sanity knowing that the Amazon, the Alexa, Echo, and Echo Dot, they only listen when you trigger it by using the word Alexa to turn it on. So I think that that's good. Otherwise, it's not recording anything. I have the Echo Dot. It was my favorite device of last year. And just a great theme from the show was a lot of the companies now are developing products that are going to work in tandem with this Amazon platform, the Echo and Echo Dot, other Echo products that will be coming out. So for a while there, it was kind of like the Wild West. People were developing products, and we didn't know what they were going to work with. So we have Apple, we have the Google, and now we have the Amazon platforms. Those three looks like are going to be the ones that that kind of click and stay with people. But the Amazon one, like with that Echo, is so easy to use. It's kind of fun. And it was great when I asked people if it was going to be integrated with Amazon's Alexa platform, and they would say yes. I said, you're on to something, because that's what a lot of people, I think, are going to take to, and I enjoy seeing kind of the advancements. Every day there's new advancements with this Echo and Echo Dot, and I like seeing it.
I have not been an enormous user of the website Amazon.com, but kind of a late adopter to it. But I have used it quite a bit lately, Rick, and I've ended up with a couple of new track jackets from Patagonia and North Face. Thank you very much, and nice to have them delivered right to my front door, courtesy of Amazon and free shipping.
And usually they get that within a day or two as well, so you don't have to sit there and wait a long time. Soon, sorry, we'll see if the drones start delivering your track suits to you. That would be, I'd want to get a picture of that.
A quick amount of time left here, but less than a minute or so. Your Packers will face off with the Atlanta Falcons in the NFC Championship game this weekend. What do you make of the excitement leading up to this?
There is a lot of excitement from both ends. I don't know which way this game is going to go. So, again, you know, like we said last week with the Cowboys and Packers, it was going to be probably the best game of the weekend. This will probably be the best game of the two on Sunday. And, you know, maybe with that quarterback that has the ball with the last possession, they can drive down and win a game. So it's going to be another fun game. I'm just going to enjoy watching it in the man cave at home and watching the opinions that fly by on Twitter, including yours.
Well, a lot of similarities between the two quarterbacks, Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers, statistically here in the year 2016. So we'll see how it all goes. And always great to chat with you, Rick. Always enjoy this conversation that we get to have each week. Hope everybody gives you a follow on Twitter, Rick Roswell. And thank you again, my friend.
Thanks. I'll be at the golf show next week talking to you from there. We'll have some fun from there.